Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, a new rumor reiterates the expectation that iOS 18 will be compatible with all of the same devices as iOS 17. This rumor comes after an initial leak last month offered our first look at iOS 18 device compatibility. But at the time, we cautioned skepticism because the rumor was posted and quickly deleted, suggesting the source wasn't confident in their claims. But in what seems to be a more concrete rumor this week, we are again being told that iOS 18 will run on all of the same devices as iOS 17. This dates all the way back to the second generation iPhone SE, and of course runs through the latest iPhone 15 lineup. But another important factor to keep in mind is that just because your phone might get iOS 18 doesn't mean that it will get every single feature included in iOS 18. Apple will likely restrict some of the more performance-intense features to its newest model iPhones, especially when it comes to artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, for iPadOS 18, Apple is planning to drop support for several older generation devices. This rumor says that iPadOS 18 will drop support for the 6th generation iPad, the 2nd generation 12.9-inch iPad Pro, and the 10.5-inch iPad Pro. So this means iPadOS 18 will be compatible with the iPad 2019 and later, the iPad Mini 2019 and later, the iPad Air 2019 and later, and the iPad Pro 2018 and later. Again, we'll learn more about what exact features will come to which iPad and iPhone models at WWDC in June. Next up today, Apple is widely expected to revamp its AirPods lineup later this year with multiple new models. Now, in a new investor note on Monday, analyst Jeff Poo corroborated these expectations and said that Apple will release new lower-cost AirPods Lite sometime during the second half of this year. In the investor note, Poo explains that AirPods Pro production will ramp up later this year thanks to the launch of a new low-cost model. The report focuses broadly on the impact of AirPods production on Apple's supply chain and its supply chain partners. In total, he says that AirPods volume production will dip by 4% year-over-year in 2024 to 55 million units due to muted demand for existing models. Poo doesn't offer any specific details on what to expect from these new low-cost AirPods, which he refers to as AirPods Lite. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has also said Apple is working on new low-cost AirPods that will come this year, and Kuo has even suggested Apple is targeting a $99 price. Meanwhile, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman has reported that Apple is planning to introduce two different AirPods 4 models, with both models expected to feature a new design and USB-C charging, but only the higher-end version will support features like noise cancellation. It's unclear whether Ming-Chi Kuo and Jeff Poo are referring to the same lower-end version of AirPods 4 as Bloomberg, or a different product entirely. Presumably, we'll learn more as the year progresses, but either way, it seems like there are big changes coming to the AirPods lineup this year. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. With an easy Safari extension that can be installed with a single click, Capital One Shopping applies the best available discount code across over 100,000 retailer websites. Start saving today and add the Safari extension or Chrome extension to your browser with a single click at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for supporting 9to5 Mac daily. Running out today, you may have noticed that Siri has recently been attempting to describe images received in messages when using CarPlay or the announced notifications feature with AirPods. But in typical Siri fashion, the feature is inconsistent and offers mixed results. But in a new research paper published this week, Apple is forging ahead with the promise of using AI and image recognition. In the paper, Apple's researchers describe a system in which Siri can do much more than try to recognize what's in an image. In fact, Apple researchers think that one of its models for doing this actually benchmarks better than ChatGPT 4.0. In the paper, which is entitled Reference Resolution as Language Modeling, Apple describes something that could give a large language model voice assistant a usefulness boost. The model takes into account both what's on your screen and what tasks are active. This includes on-screen entities, so the entities that are currently displayed on a user's screen, conversational entities, which are entities that might have come from previous interactions with the user, and something that Apple is calling background entities. These are entities that come from background processes that might not necessarily be a direct part of what the user sees on their screen or their interaction with the virtual assistant. Essentially, what Apple's paper is describing is a voice assistant that takes all of that into context before providing any answer to the user. Apple says that its system, combining all of that data, demonstrates large improvements over an existing system with similar functionality, with the smallest model achieving performance comparable to that of ChatGPT 4.0, and the larger model substantially outperforming it. Apple's researchers ultimately conclude that this is an ideal choice for a practical reference system that can exist on device without compromising on performance. Essentially, it really does sound like the system that should power a large language model version of Siri, which could be announced as soon as this June at WWDC with iOS 18. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Be sure to head to 9to5mac.com/join to find an ad-free version of the show every day. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.